This programme is sponsored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, promoting regular live theatre organ concerts featuring the UK's premier organists at the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Eccles and the Stockport Town Hall on the world-famous Wurlitzer organ. For concert details, visit www.ltot.org.uk.
On air at 99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com, and featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments, this is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Again, and welcome to Community Keyboards on air and online, featuring music and conversation from the King of Instruments in all its guises. On the programme this time, I'll be chatting with Gene Martin. Andy Carville will be along to come to the rescue of a listener with another Ask Andy. And we'll have lots of music with an emphasis on electronic organs and keyboards on this edition. Let's open up the programme with a couple of tracks from Brian Sharp.
Thank you.
Brian Sharp playing Nighthawk on Technics Pro 90 organ. Now, I haven't included that since its release way back on a Grosvenor LP, which had a very serene cover of a seascape with a beautiful sky, which, when Brian gave me a copy of the recording, he drew some black squiggles on the front, which for all the world looked like letter M's. When I asked him what they were, his reply was, "Those are seagulls." Only Brian. Well, his recordings were memorable and quite unique for many different reasons. I recall going over to an organ society, for example, in the early 1990s, and there too he handed me a copy of his then latest cassette, which I played on the 50-odd mile return journey home, and was blown away by the latest sound of the artist. What I didn't know, until only recently, and acquiring a copy of the compilation CD of Brian's many recordings over the years, was that the track we're including on the programme next, which is a tribute to David Whitfield, also features the lead violinist James Davis from the Midlands Radio Orchestra. The combination makes this quite probably Brian's best ever string sound. Well, it's over 6 years since he left us, and I always wonder what he would have done with many of the latest keyboards that are around today. Ah, well, we have a marvellous legacy of music like this.
Thank you.
Ramia, answer me, When You Lose the One You Love, the book, and I'll Find You. A tribute to David Whitfield with Brian Sharp on Yamaha HS8 organ and piano with James Davis, the solo violinist. And with the recent sad passing of Grosvenor's John Taylor, who was responsible for 12 of Brian's albums over a 25-year period, I doubt very much whether we'll ever see the likes of such attention to musical detail for a long time to come. Brian, as you may know, came from the Midlands, and joining me for a chat after the break will be fellow Brummy, Gene Martin. And to take us there, here's Gene putting on the style and shifting the rubbish too, it seems.
At 99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com. This is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Thank you.
Well, it's lovely, as always, to be joined by, I think, the person who probably holds the record for the most number of appearances on this radio programme over the years, Jean Martin. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Ian, and thank you for inviting me back on the programme again.
Now, 50 years, somebody told me, that you've been in showbiz. That's absolutely impossible for somebody who's only 21.
Well, of course, yes, I keep putting the wrinkle cream on.
Is it really half a century?
Well, it's a bit longer than that because, I was playing since I was three, but it all started in 1980. Oh, wait a minute. Now, let me think. I've got to go back a little bit. My son was born in 81, and that was, I took him to the Gomersal 3Js. Stepped in his carry cot on the front seat all the way while I was thundering away on that organ. When I was five, I played the recorder for the Darby and Joan.
Really? Okay, so that counts then, doesn't it? Yeah.
But paid performances, I suppose you could say, would be 1980 when I played for the Stafford. It was the Macmillan. And I raised £100 for their charity. And that was the first time I'd played an organ, which belonged to one of the members. And he asked me if I'd play it to raise some money, and they got £100. Oh. And then the year after was then when it started to be a little bit busier.
Yes, indeed. And it all went uphill from then, didn't it, really, I guess? Jean, I listened to you on another radio station last week, and the chap that you were talking with asked you about, you were having a little conversation in the hotel there, and you just said to him that you'd got two musical degrees, one classical and one jazz, and you were about to tell him who sort of trained you in jazz, and it never happened. You didn't tell him, or he forgot to ask again. So I want to know who it was, because I've been losing sleep over this.
Well, the first degree was on the piano, and then I went to London and got my teaching certificate at Trent Park College, and then I went for a year to the Guildhall School of Music, and the tutor was the late, great Johnny Dankwas.
Was it Johnny Dankwas? Golly, gosh.
He used to tutor in jazz, and he had me play this piece of music, I've Got You Under My Skin. I'll never forget it, because I've used it in concerts many times.
Yeah.
To do was play it through probably 6 to 8 times, and each time I had to do a different variation in rhythm, harmony, pitches, you know, and make it different styles, and then come back to the original. And I didn't really know it that well. All I knew was da 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 da. So I improvised from there.
Now, you'll remember that we came over to Blackpool because I'm sure there can't be anybody listening to this programme that doesn't now know that you are a hotelier on the Fylde course there with your beautiful little Bijou Jean Martin Hotel. And Kay and the family and I came over not long after you'd been opened, and you'd got lots of plans on the go. You were doing this, and you were wanting to expand the into a little music room and things like that. I think that those plans have come off, haven't they now, Jean? Because you've got everything there.
Well, yeah, I've got more organs than I don't do with. No, I don't mean that in an unkind way, but pleased myself because I've got my AR in the window in the sun lounge and that was a surprise from my lovely hands who bought it back for me when he actually got in touch with a man from Manchester who was selling one, and we'd only been here 4 days when I came downstairs from drying my hair, and as I walked into the lounge there was this man from Manchester sitting at the side of this AR. He just looked at me, this man, and Hans had obviously told him that who I was and whatnot, but it hadn't registered. And then he said to me, "Are you the Jean Martin?" And I said, "Afraid I am, yes." "Oh, play me something," he said. "Oh, I'm so glad it's gone to a good home."
Oh, bless. Oh, lovely. Oh. And it's a white one, isn't it, as well, Jean?
No, the AR's brown.
Oh, no, the AR's brown. No, Uriel's white, isn't it? Yes.
I got that. Now, that's another story, because years ago when I used to play for Pinsitt's Manor Organ Club down in Reading, the lady who was on the committee, Sheila, would you believe, I think she's in a home now, but bless her. But her son sold her EL900. Well, he put it on eBay. Hans put it in Holland. I saw it here. And he said, go and fetch it. So I went and fetched it. And blow me if it wasn't Sheila's organ.
Well, you couldn't write it, could you, Jean? So you've got all these instruments, because I know you've got your crowning glory now, haven't you? You've got a Hammond, haven't you?
B3, it's absolutely... I'm going to be out on the concert scene using it. Wonderful. Because I've actually got a good friend who used to own a hotel, and he said, any time you're on a concert, you can, I'll come round and look after the place. I thought, marvellous. Get me blood pressure right first, Ian.
Yes, I know, because you've not been... Too well of love, but I mean, it's the pressure, isn't it? I mean, because Jean, you bought this hotel, you've had to sort of do decorated and things like that, and marketing and goodness knows what else. Isn't it time that you were sort of more thinking about putting your feet up, you and Hans? I'm not saying we're putting Jean Martin out to grass yet, but you know what I mean.
Well, no, because I play every day and. Of course, one of the restorations, or whatever you want to call renovations, that you were talking about, I've got my own little theatre here now.
Yes. Ooh. Get you. Tints. I bet you've got one of those sparkly curtains as well, haven't you?
No. Sparkly. We have to have a bit of class, you know.
Oh, what? It's Blackpool, isn't it? Not Bognor. Yeah.
The avenue here.
So are you going to be putting on sort of little musical soirees at some point in the future, Jean?
Of course. In fact, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do a Mother's Day afternoon tea with a concert.
Oh.
Hoping that maybe some men who are listening and they want a treat for their wife if they like organ music, to come along and have an afternoon tea and a concert.
That sounds delightful. Very, very chic. Yes.
So I'll be baking cakes.
Oh, you'll be up to your eyes in flour. No. Well, it's all part of life's rich pattern. So tell me, Jean, what do some of your guests think, who probably don't know anything about Jean Martin, and they sort of book in and then they see all these instruments dotted around the place? Do they sort of act a bit bewildered, or you're almost in this unique position now of getting new fans into the organ world, aren't you?
Well, this is true, actually, Ian, because some of the guests who have been, they haven't a clue about organ music at all. But on my website for the hotel, there is a photograph of me in some of my, the BG. There's a clip that you can link to YouTube and Facebook and whatnot. And they had a sneak preview because they thought, oh, well, we're going to this Jean Martin hotel. And they'd had a look on the website then. And, of course, all this lot comes up. But maybe those who haven't looked at the website, they just come in and I show them to the room, and then they say, we've only come for the organ music. So, we love organ. Well, I had a fellow booked yesterday for October. I love organ music, he said, and in October we want to go to the theatre, he said, but we'll be able to listen to you on the Friday night and the Sunday night, because we're only going to the theatre on the Saturday. So you will be playing, won't you?
And that's October. Goodness me. Oh, my goodness, Jean. I don't know. I couldn't possibly keep up with your lifestyle, for sure. The last time we chatted, Jean, you just moved into the area, and I know that you were thinking about or hoping that you might get to play some of the fine theatre organs in the area. How's that going?
Well, I've played at the Empress, on the Empress, and I haven't been in the tower yet since it's been done out and done up. Mm. But I don't know about whether I'll be able to play in the tower because, of course, the organists are all set there. I haven't been down the pier to see Trevor Raven yet either. I've played Stephen and John Austin's one.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
Beautiful instrument, yes. But, you know, looking back in my books, Ian, when I started from 1981, you wouldn't believe how many places I've played in Lancashire. And, well, Lancashire and Yorkshire. I mean, the 3J's at Gomersall. I played the Hammond at Sheffield, Formby and District Organ Society. That was 1983. So I've been Morecambe. Surprising, you know, all these places over the years. And it's so interesting to read back what they've put. And in 1987, I went to Campbell's Soup.
There's a girl in my soup, springs to mind. Oh, brilliant, Jean. There's probably nowhere that you haven't played, if truth is known, Jean. It's lovely to chat with you, Jean. The clock is always ticking away, and we've got to hear some of your music as well, because that's what people like to hear. But I just wanted to hop on the line and say, well, if it is 50 years, and I still don't believe it, it's impossible for somebody who's only 17 and a half, but many, many congratulations on what you've done for everybody in the music business generally, but certainly to encourage the interest in the organ world. And thank you very much for doing that, Jean. Well, the best of success. We'll pop over and we'll have a proper chat, a cup of tea and a slice of cake before too long.
But wonderful.
But for the moment, Jean. Oh, my dog's barking now. I'll have to go.
Okay.
Lovely to chat, Jean. Let's catch up with you soon, my love. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And you heard Jean play Misty on Kawai Grand Piano and Friends for Life on Yamaha EL900. I'll be back after this break.
Featuring all its best from the King of Instruments on Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, I've been given a box set of CDs under the heading Great Cathedral Organs, and it does remind me that here in the UK we certainly do have many fine pipe organs, and should, from time to time, include such on this programme, particularly as we do try to reflect the King of Instruments in all its guises. Don't forget that the second of our 2 monthly editions is devoted to all things theatre organ, but there you heard organist Heathcote Statham at the organ in Norwich Cathedral, playing the Allegro from Voluntary in A minor, Opus 62, No. 2 by Stanley. And we'll dip into that collection again very soon. Right now, it's time to join Andy Carville, here playing Korg 1000 keyboard.
Thank you.
A very poignant and appropriate piece of music for the, well, the world as we see it at the moment, of course, from the musical Les Miserables. That was Bring Him Home, performed on Korg keyboard once again by our very good friend Andy Carville, who should be on the other end of the line. Good afternoon, Andy.
And the same to you, Ian. Pleasure to be here, as always.
These months seem to whiz by, and in an uncertain world, thank goodness there's a little bit of light relief and we're able to solve problems without too much diplomacy needed. We've got another problem from a listener, or a dilemma, as you might say. Mr. Ward, I think, has been in touch, hasn't he?
Indeed, Mr. Ward from Sheffield. And Mr. Ward's question is this. Hello, Andy. He's right there. That's good. That's good. Having played organ for many years, I now have had to change it for a keyboard as we've moved to a smaller house and we simply can't fit the organ in anymore. Common problem. I was playing one of my favourite songs the other day, A Whiter Shade of Pale, and now I cannot play the introduction with its very recognisable, can't say the word now, Ian, with its recognisable bass line. He says, I haven't got any pedals. Any suggestions? Well, yes. I think we have a little solve for this particular problem. I'm going to make an assumption now, and that is Mr. Ward plays left-hand chords, okay, on his instrument, rather than reading bass clef. Because if he is a bass clef reader, then I've got some bad news. There isn't an answer to this problem. He's reading three lines of music, you know, right hand, left hand and pedals. Well, he hasn't got any pedals, so it doesn't work. But frankly, 99.9% of players tend to play left hand chords and the pedals as appropriate to go with those chords. And on most keyboards, certainly on Yamaha and certainly on Korg, and I'm sure brands like Ketron and Roland have these same features. I'm just not sure about that, but I'm sure they will have something similar. We can do this by selecting a certain feature, which I'll just come to in a moment. What Mr. Ward is talking about, and perhaps this is a phrase he's not heard before, is a slash chord. Well, a slash chord can be written in two ways. It can either be, for example, it can say C forward slash G. Or another way of writing exactly the same thing is you'll have C with a line and the G underneath it, rather than next door to each other, on top of each other. And what that actually is saying, a slash chord says the first letter, i.e. C, is the chord you play, and then you have the line, be it next to it or on top of it, underneath it. The G is the bass note that you're trying to achieve. So with The Whiter Shade of Pale as an example, you start off with a C chord, and then you move to an E minor chord, but with a B bass. Then you move to an A minor chord, then you move to another E minor chord, but this time with a G bass, and so on. And there is a feature on instruments where the keyboard will very cleverly recognize what inversion of a chord you're actually playing. Now, I used quite a lot of long words there, so let me just explain a couple of things. Without this feature selected, in other words, in normal play mode, if you play a C chord in any position on the keyboard, okay, a C chord is made up of the notes of C, E, and G. In that position, it's called the root position because the C is at the bottom, C, E, G. If you move the C to the top of the chord, same notes but just in a different order, E, G, C, it still goes, oh, hang on, this guy's playing a C chord, and it plays a C bass. If you play the C chord with the G at the bottom, i.e. you put the E at the top, so you go G, C, E, it still says, ah, he's still playing a C chord, I'll play a C bass. But when you select this feature, which I have to say on Yamaha, I believe is called AI fingered bass, certainly on my Korg, which I've checked this morning, it's called bass inversion. What it does is, depending on where you play your chord, it picks the bottom note of your chord as the bass note. So if you play your C chord in C, E, G, it says, it's a C chord. If you play your C chord in E, G, C, it says, it's a C chord, but we want an E bass because you've got the E at the bottom of the chord. And if you play it G, C, E, it goes, still a C chord, but he wants a G bass. And that's how you get these alternate bass notes to the chord that you're playing. So if you're playing White of Shade of Pale, you do need to practice this because you're going to have to play your chords perhaps in a different position, in a different way. So your first chord that you'll play, so select your A1 fingering or your bass inversion option that you've got. Your first chord you play in C, E, G, because it will put the C at the bottom. And then if you just move your pinky finger down a note from C to the B, you've actually got an E minor chord with B at the bottom, and that will give you that dropping bass note. Then move your A minor chord into its root position, A, C, E. It will play the A minor with an A bass. So you've got that descending C, B, A. And then it moves to, is it an E minor or a C chord in? I can't remember now. But anyway, you move your bass note down to G, and it will actually follow that pattern down. So what Mr. Ward needs to do is find the feature on his keyboard. I don't know what type of keyboard he has, but it's AI fingered or bass inversion or some other name, depending on which keyboard you've actually got there, and practice these different inversions, these different chords in different places where you put the bass note as the bottom note of the chord. And that will achieve what you're trying to do.
Do you know, Andy, there was a time, wasn't there, when people used to criticise keyboards as being, they're full of gadgets and gizmos and a lot of cheating and this kind of thing. But now, you know, they are actually intelligent enough to be of great use to people like Mr. Ward in these circumstances, aren't they?
In these situations. Yeah. I mean, the thing about slash chords, for a lot of people, you can just ignore them if you want to. So if it says C/G, just play a C chord.
Yeah.
It won't be a disaster, but it won't be exactly as the music is telling you to play. But particularly when you get pieces of music like A White of Shade of Pale, where that descending bass line is really important, it's an integral part of the piece of music, you've now got an answer. Of course, if you've got an organ, it's really easy because you just play C chord and you play, you know, your C pedal, and then you play your E minor chord and you play your B pedal. You don't have to worry about which inversion you play your chords in. An organ makes life a little bit easier on this front. But keyboard, it can do it. It definitely will do it. It will take a little bit of practice, like all of these things do, just getting your chords sorted out, and you'll have all these proper bass inversions playing for you.
Oh, another satisfied listener. Super. Thank you for your brains and your intelligence on these matters, Andy. It's always helpful.
I won't go that far.
Oh, well, I would. No, definitely. No, that's just what we're here for. And listeners can contact the program if they have any question. I can imagine some people think, I can't possibly ask that. It's far too silly for me to ask something like that. I'll be laughed out of the place. Not at all. Andy has a wealth of knowledge, quite literally, at his fingertips, and he'll put you right, won't you, sir?
Please ask some simple questions. That's great. That's not a problem.
Andy, great as always. Thank you ever so much. And we'll catch up again very, very soon, young sir.
Take care now.
Thank you. And that's about all we have time for on this edition. A reminder that, as always, you can replay any part of the programme from our website, www.communitykeyboards.co.uk, from where there are ways to contact the programme or follow us on social media. For the moment, this is Ian Wolstenholme saying thanks very much for listening. Take care, all the best, and bye-bye.